Introducing the wonderful, the beautiful, the effervescent, fluorescent vessel of truth, love, and gratitude, I give you Nicolette Rich.
Guys, this is Nicolette back with another episode, and today we are going to talk about genuinity. Now, this episode was actually supposed to be with a friend. We're going to continue to call him Mr. Woody. I mentioned him a couple episodes ago. Long story short, it just didn't work out for this particular episode, so I'm going to do this one solo. But it was still... or this episode, rather, is still going to be based off of an outline that I did with that Mr. Woody person. So I'm still going to give him shout outs. And essentially what we've done is we put together an outline basing it on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So it's going to be a bit of a paradoxical effect here. Hopefully it can resonate with some of you guys. I've noticed that in conversations and just a lot of experiences that I've had in the past, it's really difficult to explain things to people or for people to receive the bigger picture of a message when there is a language barrier. And Maslow's hierarchy of needs is something that I studied in college. As some of you know, I went to school for business administration and entrepreneurship. So I figured that this would be a good way to, you know, maybe broaden some people's minds out there. Now, one thing that's very important for you guys to know is that genuinity is not a real word. Because I am a universal artist, you know, and I like to create things. I came up with this word in conversation, and that's how we got here. So essentially, the definition of genuinity, just based on some ideas we were throwing back and forth, is that it is a metaphorical experience that resonates with an idea of divine energy and stems from genuineness. And so that's where this hierarchy of needs comes from. In this outline, we're looking at how finding your genuine self actually leads to divinity. And I'll tell you how. So number one on Maslow's hierarchy of needs is self-actualization. To break it down a few steps further, this is full potential, right? Breaking free of any limitations or self-limiting beliefs that even if you didn't put on yourself has been with you since the first time that someone projected that thought or that idea onto you. Something as simple as, you'll never be able to ride a bike, and boom, now it's stuck with you, you know? So being able to self-actualize is huge, and what I have summed up for you guys goes right into the term liberation. So self-actualization on Maslow's hierarchy of needs parallels to the term liberation. Let's head to number two, which is esteem. Esteem is all about self-confidence, affirming your own self-worth. Self-worth is the main term here to take away for esteem. If you don't have that self-worth in place, it is straying you away from that genuineness that all of us strive for in life. You know, I think that under a lot of layers for some of us, ultimately we are all striving to be our genuine selves, our higher selves, I've called it, our authentic selves. The list can go on. And as I said at the beginning of this episode, language barriers cause miscommunication and disagreements, but language is fluid. That's really important, guys. So for number three, we have love and belonging. Now, this is tying into family, maybe your partnerships, romantic partnerships, friendships, any community events or just people in the community that you have different types of relationships with. I mean, love and belonging is very widespread. There's a lot of different things that can go under this category. But one thing that I thought was important about this need is passion. Because when you have your family, your partner, your friendships, your community, all of these things lead to passion. It gives you a reason to want to live each day. It really, truly does. And you can all take a step back and think about your lives, and I guarantee that you can resonate with this. Why? Because passion fuels our fucking souls, guys. If you don't have that passion somewhere in your life, it really does minimize the energy that it takes to keep pushing forward in this life. As we all know, life itself has a lot of obstacles. It can be very challenging. It takes us as individuals, as humans, as these powerful souls. I mean, we're humans, and that's just our body, right? That's just our vessel. But all of the activity that's happening within us and around us is way more powerful than just the human vessel that we signed up for. So yeah, number three is definitely one of my favorites. And that leads us to number four, which is safety. Safety is all about health, your environment, financial stability. Essentially, it's just creating your own abundance. I felt like abundance was a good way to parallel, or a good term rather, to parallel to safety, because this is also what abundance looks like to you, just like what safety looks like to you, right? Like for some people, safety is all about, you know, preventing danger or risks, being able to afford any kind of injury fees. You know, think about insurance and having medical insurance, life insurance, renters or home insurance. You know, all of these different things are preventatives. And that is a more material world word, right? But abundance is all of that, all of the above. You know, if having insurance policies is up your alley, perfect. But maybe it's not for some people. Maybe, you know, simply meditating and praying and sending out positive energy is a way to repel different experiences like that from happening in one's life. And I can absolutely resonate with both, right? I have come from the corporate world. I have done insurance. I have been in banking, you know, so I'm very familiar with that world. And I'm also very familiar with a world of putting out the energy that you desire into the universe. Because in my mind, based on what I believe, it will always come back. I'm not saying that mistakes don't happen or certain things like a life policy is not beneficial in some way. It absolutely could be. I actually got into a car accident some years ago and I had car insurance, thank goodness. So, you know, there are different things that help us in different ways, but the idea of this safety correlating with abundance is always having what you need and then some. And that's simply based on what this abundance that I'm speaking of looks like for you. Finally, we have number five, the fifth need on Maslow's hierarchy. So physiological is basic needs. Realizing it's the same for every single human being is the kicker here. So this physiological need to me ties directly into oneness. We are all one human race, different shades, different hair colors, different, well, when I said shades, I meant skin color, excuse me. Different hair colors, different eye colors, different hair textures, different ways that our hair grows, different ways that our nails grow. I mean, like when we really break it down, not one human being will ever be the same in terms of DNA, cut and clear, even if you're in the same family. Even if you have the same parents, it's crazy, right? And so this arena of genuinity is all about realizing that these needs must be met for you to truly attain your genuine self. This is vital. And once you have all of those needs met, you realize that the divinity in you, that higher power, that is something that you can access at any time of your life. Any time of your life. I promise you. Actually, I'm not sure when, but I will be talking about Reiki healing. I took a course, so I have my level 1 Reiki certificate. And I actually feel myself getting a little excited, so I'm gonna halt and save those juicy details for that particular episode. But the reason why I bring up this Reiki is because Reiki is literally a study of the universal energy and how we all have access to it. So I'm gonna stop there. I really hope that this resonates with some of you guys out there. Like I said, I think it's very important to be able to explain things in different ways so that, again, people can take away the big picture message and not be so caught up on something that is blocking that big picture message. Real quick, I just want to say that I am very, very grateful for all of my new followers, all of the people that support me so consistently with your likes, with your shares. I've seen an increase in plays, so that's been really fucking dope. I'm just very grateful, you know, again, tapping into my abundance and really just appreciating where I am right now today. It'll always get better, but right now, today is what's important. That's all we can attain, right? That's the only tangible thing that we have. So yeah, thanks again guys for listening, and as always, I am spreading unconditional love wherever you are.